we lift our hands to Him. Today we magnify Your name. We worship Christ our Lord. We worship Christ our Lord. We lift our hands to Him. Today we worship Christ our Lord. We magnify Your name. We magnify Your name. We lift our hands to today we magnify Your name. We worship Christ our Lord. We worship Christ our Lord. We our hands to Him. Today we worship Christ our Lord.
Father in heaven, we thank You for this day. We thank You for all of Your many manifold blessings. We thank You for another day that You have made, another day that You've allowed us to see, another day that You have already granted us favor, and another day that You have granted us blessings. We thank You for the very air that we breathe. We thank You for the use and activity of our limbs. We thank You for allowing us to rise this morning with our right minds and a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank You for life and life more abundantly. We thank You for this time of prayer, God, where we commune or that we assemble ourselves together to come together in corporate worship and corporate praise to magnify You and to glorify You. For on this second day of the week or this third day of the week, this Tuesday, God, we thank You for the day that You have already blessed us to be able to see. Thank You, God, for all that You have in store for us. God, thank You for the great things and the many wonderful things that You have in store for us. And thank You, oh God, for everything that You did for us last week. Last week was a very busy week, God, as we assembled ourselves together for our 94th Annual Workers and Ministers Conference. God, and You blessed us all week long, God. You have prepared us to do great things, God. You gave us word after word, message after message, God, to compel us to stand, to compel us to let our light so shine, to tell us to compel us to fight the good fight of faith, God, to remind us that we have favor, that favor is upon us, God. Oh, God, every single time, God, You gave us a word of encouragement, God, to help us to run on, oh, God, and continue to move forward in You. God, we thank You for the theme of moving forward. Because for us to maximize our potential in You, God, we must continue to move forward. God, yes, I understand, oh, God, that obstacles are coming before the people. Yes, Lord, I understand, God, that trials and tribulations are coming our way, God. But we press towards a mark for the prize of a high calling in Christ Jesus. God, there is a higher calling, a higher anointing, oh, God, a greater work that You have for each and every one of us, God. And it's going to require for us to remain in the press in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And so, God, thank You, God, that we're not in this press alone, God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, we don't have to fear any evil because You are with us, God.
God. And not only are you with us, God, your rod and your staff, they give us peace, they give us comfort, they give us strength, God. They give us everything that we need and more, God. And so, God, help us, oh God, not to be weary in well-doing, knowing in due season, God, there is a reaping, God. As long as we don't give up, God, there is a harvest, God. As long as we don't give in, God, there is, oh God, a great, oh God, reaping that you have for each and every one of us. So, God, help us to hold on, God, because I must admit, God, there's trials and tribulations. There's trouble on every hand, God. But I thank you, God, that even though there's trouble on every hand, oh, God, help us to remain not perplexed, God, and help us to declare, God, that we are not perplexed, God, that we're not confused, that we're not bowed down, God, that we have not given up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, grant us the strength that we need, oh, God, to hold on, oh, God, to wait for your promises, God, to wait for your salvation, God. Help us, oh, God, today to hold on, God, in the name of Jesus, God. This is a prayer, oh, God, requesting strength, Lord. You tell us that we call upon you, you will answer us, oh, God, and you will show us great and mighty things. God, help us, oh, God, today to remain steadfast, unmovable, oh, God, always at your work, God, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because our labor, God, is not in vain. Our walk is not in vain. Oh, God, this life is not in vain. Oh, God, so pour out your spirit, Lord, today. Oh, God, send the resources that we need in the mighty name of Jesus. Open the doors that are shut before us, oh, God. Bind the devil on every hand right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the mind and cast the devil out of the will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because he'll put in things that will cause us delay, God. He'll put in, oh, God, thoughts, oh, God, that will cause us to doubt you. Oh, God, he'll put in things, oh, God, that will separate us from your love. But we declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus that nothing shall be able to separate us from your love. And as long as we have your love, God, we have the strength that we need, God. As long as we have your presence with us, God, we have the hope that we need, God. As long as you abide with us, God, we have everything that we need and more, God. Nothing shall be able to separate us, God, from your love, which means nothing will be able to stop us from moving forward in you. Pour out your strength in us even now, God. Oh, God, cast out everything that's unlike you, God. We plead the blood right now, God. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood, God. So we plead the blood right now, God. We want your blood to cover us and your blood to saturate us in the mighty name of Jesus. Eject everything unlike you, God. The blood still cleanses. The blood, oh, God, still heals. The blood still delivers. The blood still sets free, God. Let your blood, oh, God, saturate us and purify us right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need your glory, oh God. And so, God, we know that you won't dwell in any unclean temple, God. Oh, God, so remove everything that's unlike you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and pour out into us strength, oh God. Pour out into us, oh God, hope, oh God. Pour out into us love, oh God. The patience we need, God. The meekness that we need, God. The long suffering that we need, God. Pour out into us, oh God, your spirit. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Oh, God, and we need to be freed, oh, God. Freed from worry. Oh, God, freed from stress. Oh, God, free for, oh, God, hopelessness, God. We need to be free, God. In this last and evil day, God, the enemy is trying to take us out, God. His purpose is to steal, kill, and to destroy, God. But, God, you came that we might have life. You come, oh, God, that we might have life. You come, God, that we may not just have life, but life more abundantly, God. Breathe light into us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, breathe light, oh, God, into us right now, God, to every area of our lives, oh God. Because God, I must have been again, God. There are some dry areas around us, but God, I want to say thank you in advance, God, because you told Ezekiel, oh God, look at these dry bones. And we can look at dry bones in our lives, oh God, dry bones on our jobs, oh God, dry bones in our houses, God, dry bones in our finances, God, dry bones in our relationships, God, and we don't know if they're going to live, God, but we only can declare this morning, Lord, you know, God, you know if those dry bones can live, and so we put those dry bones into your hands, God, and you have given us the authority, and you've given us the power, God, to speak life, God, so we call forth from the wind, oh God, from each and every corner of this world, God. Send the winds right now, God. Send your anointing right now, God. Breathe life into us right now. them live. And so we speak life right now into our homes. We speak life into our families. We speak life into our relationships. We speak life into our ministries, Lord. We speak life into every area of our lives. Breathe on us, Lord. The breath of life, God, breathe in us, God. Oh, God, the breath of life, God, shower us down with your anointing and with your power, oh, God, to live the life that you need for us to live. For, God, you have called us to be living epistles read of men so that people may see the light of the world, that you may get the glory, that you may get the honor, that you may get the praise. So bless us this day, God. Oh, God, help us and empower us with the light that we need to let our light so shine. You say cities that are set upon a hill cannot be hid. So, God, we must make ourselves known. We can't hide back. God, forgive us if we've hidden back. Oh, God, when people have said bad things about you or people have ridiculed, oh, God, different things. I heard somebody ridicule, oh, God, Easter holiday, Resurrection Sunday. They didn't say Resurrection Sunday, but Easter, God. And I just let them go, God, because they're non-believers, God. But, God, help me to stand. Help us to stand, Lord. Help us to declare your word, God. Help us to stand upon your promises, God. Help us to defend your name, God, everywhere we go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us to let the world know that in spite of your unbelief, God, you are still there. You are still a redeemer. You are still a strong tower. You are still the way of life, oh, God, for this dark and dying generation, God. Help us to stand, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, especially since this is our holy week, God, as you triumphantly enter into Jerusalem, Lord, this week, God. This is the believer's holy week, God. This is the reason why we live, oh, God, because of your resurrection, God. We are that we have hope, God. And if you did not rise, God, then our hope is the most miserable thing that we can have, God. But I thank you, God, today that I'm not serving a God that's dead. I'm serving a God that's alive and well, and because you live, God, I can face tomorrow. Because you live, God, I can stand today. Because you live, God, all things will work together for our good. So, God, help us to stand today upon you, the rock of our salvation, the hope of our salvation, our hope, oh, God, in our joy and sorrow, our hope for tomorrow. God, we trust in you today. So, God, honor our consecration, honor our fast on this day, honor our commitment to give ourselves wholly and solely over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto you, God, which is our reasonable service. So, God, cast out everything unlike you, God. We plead the blood even now and forgive us of all of our sins, sins of omission and sins of commission, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and wash us and make us whole, that we may come before your throne on this day to bless you and to magnify your name on this day. For David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continuously be in my mouth. God, let your praises be in our mouth all day long, and we'll give your name glory, honor, and praise. It's in the matchless, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.